Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You heard the open there courtesy of Guardians TV and Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
Oh, and we got the Assassin's Apprentice. Jake Murren behind the glassy knoll doing some producing today. Katie Pollock, who does not have a nickname, because that is someone's mother, and I am somewhat respectful of mothers around here. And speaking of mothers, Jonathan, how you doing, buddy?
That's got no relation to mothers. So she'd love a nickname more than anyone, though.
I know, but
that's
it's
the
just,
sad part
Katie.
About it. Like, but she's the one that would like she'd get it like branded on like a T-shirt and come in and like she'd love a nickname.
Yeah, she would. But here's the thing: like, she's just Katie. Like the young people don't know who they are yet. So when you give a moniker like the Milkman to Anthony Allant, you're helping that young man discover himself. Katie's got two almost adult daughters, a successful marriage, a beautiful life in So-So. South Solon, as the kids call it. I mean, she doesn't need to be branded. She's a very successful woman at the, epic part of her journey.
Well, it's okay. Anthony was able to discover that when Ken wants to use somebody as an analogy for the worst person at the station to work with, that's where Anthony Allant comes into play.
Yeah, I would just say.
I would have cried after hearing that with Anthony Allant today.
My goodness, Ken. We might tease Anthony Allant.
My goodness.
We've never bus-tossed him. Now, he keeps saying Ken's his mentor. Okay.
Jeez.
All right, we'll remember that.
Oh, that's right. He credits Ken in many respects.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have to make sure that he hears this clip.
I don't remember.
There goes my hero. The moment I started singing, the moment I knew that was in tomorrow's open. And you know what, Mac? We don't love that. And I apologize to everybody for singing.
I thought it was Dave Grohl.
We apologize to everyone for singing out there.
I was so surprised.
We've only done that one other time in station history. I think it was a Garth Brooks song. I think it was Friends in Low Places, and it was like 10:55 at night, and that was the second, and there will not be a third.
You strike me as a Thunder Road kind of guy.
There will not be a third.
I thought it was Dave Grohl. I really did. I was like...
You're right. Who just walked in the studio?
But did he fire another drummer? How is he here?
That was worse than whatever Ken ended up doing to Anthony this morning. That was twice as bad, if not three times as bad. So how are we feeling today?
We're feeling really good. We're feeling pretty darn good here. It's funny... While half the world is panicking here in Cleveland, and I jokingly said it, it sure seemed like there was a couple shows that woke up today and suddenly realized the Browns quarterback situation might be a bridge to Caca Town. I've kind of been on this train for a while, so I've settled in. I got myself a nice chair that is supporting my backside.
You got some Jimmy Buffett playing.
We're feeling good.
The daiquiris out.
I'm actually replaying There Goes My Hero by you, just in repeat.
If there was going to be anything that you'd replay at that point, it would be that.
It was funny. I mean, okay. We can draw the line here on the Tyler Huntley news yesterday in that, in the end, he is a camp arm. So... until proven otherwise, which we have to say, because you're a camp arm today and you might be the starting quarterback in 2 weeks. That is how this thing could go. Not likely, but you never know with the Browns. But at the same point, you have to admit, the cadre of crappy quarterbacks the Browns have is getting very funny. I mean, Joe Flacco, who I don't consider crappy at this part of his career because he can still sling it. Kenny Pickett, caca. A third and a fifth round pick should be treated as caca until proven otherwise. The worst trade in Browns history. Deshaun Watson, caca, still in the quarterback room. And now you add another quarterback who's just kind of a journeyman who's been around and is also a Pro Bowler in Tyler Huntley.
The weirdest Pro Bowl in the history of the NFL. But yeah, he's basically, his career has been built around cosplaying as Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, and doing a lesser job, the poor man's version. I've always called Dylan Gabriel welfare Tua. To even call him welfare Lamar seems disingenuous to Lamar.
Okay, I was wondering where you're going to go with that, because I thought we were going to turn it in. I also don't like the fact that we've just started calling him Snoop. I know that
that's how he likes to go by. He was here the first time, that Stefanski at the podium would call him Snoop.
Yeah, that's just a little weird for me. There's nothing about Tyler Huntley that screams Snoop to me. This feels like another self-applied nickname that we have to just kind of go along with. Like, I'm not calling Travis Hunter the unicorn. Nope. If somebody else called him the unicorn, I would have went with it. But now that Travis Hunter's like, you can call me the unicorn, I'm going to call you Travis.
I think there was a bigger backstory there, but that's fine.
Is he just a big Snoop Dogg fan?
No, I think it was like when he was a little kid or something like that. I'm remembering some story.
Snoopy the dog?
Last time he was here, we went through all this. We did the backstories. Every newspaper that writes about the Browns did a backstory about his name and why it's called that. I cannot remember it for the life of me, but there was a reason behind it.
So,
but I'm with you. It's weird.
And so the reaction that Tyler Huntley thing made the idea of this quarterback room even funnier to me. The what does it all mean? I think for people in the Shador camp, I think it means you might see a healthy dose of Shador on Friday with Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett nursing hamstring issues.
For sure it means that. Like, so I'm at the point now where Shador Sanders, if it's not three quarters, it has to be into the fourth quarter for this game on Friday. Everyone's like, oh, Snoop Huntley's going to get the start. No. There's no reason why Tyler Huntley should have any reps this week on the joint practices. That you're just wasting reps. And then when it comes to Friday and the actual preseason game, what do you get out of Tyler Huntley? There's zero you get out of that. Like, Shador should have three quarters at minimum and should be able to have a long leash here.
You know I am Switzerland. So I'm hopeful that this kid's going to be really good. As somebody who also just enjoys a little bit of chaos, In the interest of what's funny, there would be nothing funnier than the Browns starting Snoop Huntley on Friday in a preseason game when he was signed Monday night.
That just makes no sense, though.
Oh, no. It does. They don't think he can do any. They don't think he's going to be effective, whether it's in getting out the plays, whether it's in the little ins and outs of being a quarterback in the NFL.
Starting Snoop Huntley might be the most disrespectful thing they could possibly do to Shador Sanders.
That's why it's funny.
If they start Tyler Huntley, I have not. At no point have I made any allusion to the idea that there's some sort of conspiracy theory at play or the Browns are holding Shador Sanders back and I like have the Illuminati hat and all this stuff turned around. No. If they do this, I will start to believe that a lot is wrong with the Cleveland Browns, and a lot is wrong in this situation, and they are, in fact, holding Shador Sanders back. You cannot start Tyler Huntley.
I think they might start Tyler Huntley. I think they say,
it does nothing. It does that. Like, so here's the thing. Shador should have as many snaps as he possibly can, and then you have Tyler Huntley because you don't want to have a situation where if Shador Sanders gets injured, all of a sudden a backup linebacker becomes your starting quarterback.
I mean,
the only reason Tyler Huntley exists on this team right now is so that you don't have to have a backup punter be your quarterback in the event that Shador Sanders gets injured and goes down in the second quarter, and then the whole rest of the game is just a complete farce.
What I will say is, if the Browns say Tyler Huntley is a camp arm, and then they start him on Friday, I can understand a lot of the slights that people take with Shador. I think go into Shador derangement syndrome. Not you. I think you have actually been as open-minded as you can be while being the leader of the Shahive. But like some of the people on social media with Shador are just unhinged. Trade him. Give him a real chance. Okay. I deal in reality. Nameless dude on TikTok. TikTok. And Nick Wilson says, by the way. But that being said, you will absolutely incite all the crazies. If everyone is reporting that Tyler Huntley is a camp arm, and then you start him over Shador Sanders.
I mean, you just can't do it.
No matter the reasoning, it really is going to piss off the crazies. By the way, it's going to piss off the, like, I don't think
I'm
you're
not
the
even
crazies.
A crazy. No, I'm not
I
even
think
a crazy.
You're like the moderate. I think you just like Shador.
That's exactly
I think
where
just
I stand.
You believe in him.
I believe in him. I like him. I'm not a crazy, but it would be such a slap in the face.
You're going to unite all it just the makes people no sense. That love Shador.
It just makes no, it makes absolutely zero sense. Tyler Huntley's not going to play for the Browns this upcoming season. He's only there so that you don't have a random position player throwing passes if you need to. Like, they just throw Shador out there, let him throw as many passes as he wants. If in the third quarter he's like, you know what, my arm's feeling a little sore, I'm done with this, great. Okay, Tyler Huntley, you're in. But if Shador wants to play all four quarters, Shador should play all four quarters this coming Friday.
I'm going to give
no
you...
No reason not to give him all these reps.
I'm going to give you the devil's advocate. And I'm a little Switzerland on this idea as well, because I think it's very pro-Brownsian to take this to where I'm going to take it. But if the Browns don't think Shador is ready, and they're telling you with every decision that they make, with every lack of rep that they give him on every practice, they don't think he's ready.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is the logic to then
turn around. Not ready for
around.
A preseason football game?
Not ready to get meaningful reps in the...
In a preseason football game?
No. In camp. He's not getting reps in camp. Okay, how could he be ready to start
Friday,
a preseason game?
Because it's a preseason game. It's not anything that's crazy. This is the time when you get to throw people out there against other competition and see what works and what doesn't work.
What I mean, if they a preseason feel that's game, not fair to Shador? What if they feel it's not fair to the starters that actually will be out there?
I think it's a ridiculous notion to think somebody that played that much college football, and I would put Dylan Gabriel in this mix as well, can't possibly run an offense during a preseason game. Like, if people lost their mind, do they think he just doesn't know how to play quarterback in the slightest bit? Like that is such a slap in the face. If they think that way, that he can't even operate an offense in a preseason game. That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to continue to say these words. This is the devil's advocate approach. I think the Browns are heavy handed with Shador. But if you don't trust him to get the play out, if you don't trust him to get him out of the huddle, if you don't think he's ready in any of that degree, you are doing the other guys you're trying to evaluate who are playing earlier in the game a disservice. If they actually believe that, and we'll see. I don't think I believe it. I think it's the greatest myth they've ever sold.
If they believe that, that he can't even run an offense in a preseason game against third stringers at this point, and I know it's very early in his career, but even at this point, then just get rid of him. Like, he doesn't belong on this team then. If you really believe that, there's no way that that's the truth, though. There's zero chance that's the truth.
I think this is where you couldn't have planned this. You couldn't have planned for two hamstring injuries to hit. I think the two young quarterbacks that they're most invested in, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. But Friday is where the rubber meets the road of you haven't really, like, okay, again, devil's advocate. Given the lack of reps with the first team and with the better players, given the fact that he's been throwing to Gage Larvadane and Timmy from accounting.
Gage is turning to Travis Hunter. Look out, people.
Are you putting Shador in a situation to succeed if you haven't been giving him the reps to get out there?
Don't care. He's good enough. He can do a preseason football game. Give him as many opportunities as he can. This is the time
that
when you do this.
That would just fly in the face of what they've done,
though. It won't, in many respects.
No, but real quick, because what they're doing is they're trying to tell you they're slow playing Shador and trying to build his confidence. If you're worried about confidence with a young kid, this would be the justification you use which is we don't want to hurt his confidence. We don't think he's ready to play three quarters.
He's not that fragile. There's zero chance a preseason game, and they're the worried and the risk of them hurting his confidence. That'd be the biggest bunch of bleep I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's infantilizing. I do. I agree. Like, he is a pro, but I'm going to tell you.
I mean, Mike, we're talking about it like you're throwing him out there for a playoff game right now. It's a preseason game against the Panthers.
But it would be consistent with the logic that they're using, and I can't stress
enough. Which is why, if they go down this road, and I don't think they will, because this would be I would be so angry at them. If they go down this road, this is where I say I start to believe in some of the conspiracy theories that friends have been putting out there for weeks now about them holding Shador back and them not being serious with Shador and everything else, as if they just drafted him to stash him. If you can't play him in a preseason game against the Panthers, then yes, I'm going to start to buy into that idea that they were never serious about Shador. They were never serious about giving him an opportunity, and it's a complete farce of an operation.
Okay, what if the plan has always been this weekend? Because again, it's still early in camp. People want to act like it's the 11th hour. It's still early in camp. What if the plan has always been play him in the second half, maybe with the fours on Friday, then maybe next week, in preseason game number two, maybe you see him earlier in the game, and then by preseason game number three, he's ready to start.
Great. Plans change. And when you have the injuries you have to the other quarterbacks, you should be salivating at the mouth to be able to give Shador Sanders as many of these reps as you possibly can. Tyler Huntley doesn't need any of them. I cannot stress this enough. If Tyler Huntley gets 10 reps on Friday, that's 10 too many, Nick.
Then Tyler wouldn't have signed. Like, there is the other element. You have to give Tyler Huntley
Tyler
something.
Tyler didn't have any other options. What was Tyler doing?
He could have waited. He didn't have to sign. I think he knows he's got next to zero chance.
I'm not worried about Tyler Huntley's career options.
No, but they brought him in. You have to have had some sort of conversation about
him. Every rep you give him is a rep that is going away from Shador Sanders, and I don't believe in that theory and that ideology. Like, Shador should have the whole game if he wants the whole game.
Listen, I struggle with this because I think the biggest myth they've created is Shador's not NFL ready. I think at some point, I agree it's insulting. At the same point, if you don't think he's ready, he shouldn't start this game on Friday. Because you're not going to give him a chance. You're not going to give the rest of the team a chance to build what you need. Like, right now is we got to build confidence in this team. And whether I agree with the assessment or not, that is, like, you are walking a line here. And you are trying to develop a kid. And you and I, this is where I think you and I align. You can ruin kids at this stage of their career. And not just him, but Dylan Gabriel too. Any rookie quarterback at this point, you can ruin him by overexposing him.
If you can't believe that he can beat up an offense or a defense in the Panthers in a preseason game, and it's going to ruin his confidence in that little stretch. And if that does, by the way, if that's enough to ruin his confidence, then he's not the player I thought he was anyway.
But
player I think he is.
Very devil's advocate here. But if you can't get guys in and out of the huddle, how are you going to proceed as an offense?
I will be surprised if he can't get guys in and out of the huddle in a preseason game. He's going to be able to get them in and out of the huddle. Like, I mean, he played enough college football. He can get guys in and out of the huddle.
I mean, even if he misses, I think that's a real concern.
Even if he misses his routes or is just completely disorganized, then great. Guess what? He's learning every single throw. And by the end of the game, he will have gotten 60 snaps of being able to figure out how to do that just a little bit better, which makes that worthwhile for the long term of Shador Sanders. Which, again, does nothing for the development or what they would think the development of Tyler Huntley needs to be, because Tyler Huntley is not going to be on this team 2 weeks from now.
So much of what they have told everyone is it's everything leading up to the snap. It is your reads, your protections. It's all of those things that he needs work on, in their opinion. What has changed in the last 2 weeks where you haven't given the reps to get good at that?
It's different if you're taking away reps from Kenny Pickett, if you're taking away reps from Dylan Gabriel, if you're taking away reps if you thought that Joe Flacco needed them. That's a different conversation. You're now taking reps away from Tyler Huntley. I don't care about Tyler Huntley's reps. He's not going to be on the roster three weeks from now.
It's about the O-line. It's about the running backs. It's the wide receiver. That's going to be the counter argument to what you're saying.
Yeah, that's wild to me. If you believe that he can't, then
getting the O-line, the running backs, and the wide receivers,
if you believe
and tight ends
that he can't run the plays and he can't figure out how to run the plays in the slightest bit after all the experience he had in college and everything in a preseason game, then he's never going to be the guy.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We got Matt Underwood, Guardians TV, coming up at 3:00. We'll get into the red hot Gardos. Oh, And we have Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, Cleveland.com. At 6 o'clock today, waiting word, on Albert Breer, whether we'll get him for our usual Tuesday at 5:20 hit. But is Shador starting the preseason game on Friday? Is that the only recourse from here, given the injuries to Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett? And another voice has chimed in on the Browns are doing Shador dirty crowd. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.